It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. Hope your Monday is treating you well. Thank you so much for being here. It is November 14 of 2022. And appreciate you tuning in no matter how you do it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Also, make sure that you're plugged in on social media. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650thefan. You'll find it. Click the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go there on the Zuckerberg machine. Make sure that you bookmark that website, not only for the stream, but also for the podcast of this show. Perhaps you'll see me tweet or see from our station account folks who join the show or topics that we discussed and you weren't able to listen to it live. You can always go and listen on demand at the website, 1650thefan.com. It's also where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. So just a great website to work into your daily routine. You will not regret it, 1650thefan.com. If you want to join in today on the show with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. We'll get you hooked up, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, as always, we'll lead it off here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to in the stack, obviously, coming off another jam-packed weekend. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. And yes, the S word is everywhere in that forecast. If you were listening there before the top of the hour, if you were not, you are going to be sorely reminded in less than 15 minutes time that it's that time of year, folks. And that was quite the surprise on Saturday, waking up not green grass. Let's just put it that way. I don't even want to say the word. But yeah, just be safe out there. Obviously, if we get some of this weather that they're talking about, let's remember here, we've done this before. All right. It wasn't that long ago and we're plenty capable. So just be smart out there and be safe. Okay. After we come back from that first break, we'll be joined by John Walters, Iowa State football and men's basketball play-by-play voice. Another tough, tough loss for the Cyclone football team on Saturday in Stillwater against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Of course, we'll talk about that. We'll also be sure to make time for Iowa State men's basketball as the Cyclones improved to 2-0 yesterday with a big win over North Carolina A&T. You heard that game over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. We'll talk about that. Another impressive defensive performance from TJ Otzelberger's team. You know, really what you've come to expect at this point, especially when they're in this non-conference portion of their schedule, playing these bye games against teams that essentially are taking a check just to go on the road and catch an L, but, you know, keep their programs financially solvent. That is the world of college basketball these days, boys and girls, or at least a decent part of it. So we'll talk about Iowa State men's basketball and football when John joins us coming up here in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking Cyclones with John, we will take a timeout near the bottom of the hour and get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and UNI football coach Mark Farley met the media today at McLeod Center in the alumni suite ahead of the Panthers' regular season finale this Saturday against South Dakota. Panthers coming off a bye week, easily, by far, the latest bye week that Coach Farley and his program has ever experienced as a week 11, technically speaking. You play 11 games on an FCS schedule, typically, unless it's a calendar where there's an extra Friday before Thanksgiving. I think that's how that works, and there wasn't this year, so it's an 11-game season, over 12 weeks, and his team had a bye week, had its bye week this past week, week 11, and so that's obviously created some unique dynamics and circumstances. And then also, too, you add in just coming off of what is absolutely still just a devastating loss, 31-28, a week ago from this past Saturday at the Unidome, 31-28 to top-ranked South Dakota State. So plenty to hear from Coach Farley coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout, our final timeout, and get you a preview of tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. You'll hear it right here on The Fan, the Washington Commanders in the city of brotherly love to take on their division rival, the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll, of course, join that in progress at 8 after tonight's Cyclone Coaches Corner from 6:30 to 8. Typically, when we join Monday Night Football around 8 o'clock, it's either right around the end of the first quarter or right around the start of the second quarter. So look forward to Commanders-Eagles tonight here on The Fan after the Cyclone Coaches Corner. In that, we'll come back, wrap up the show after we're done there with the Monday Night Football preview and, of course, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We always get that to you in that final timeout as well. So that's what's on the agenda today, boys and girls. Just a real quick thing I had top of mind, you know, coming off of the Indianapolis Colts getting that win in Las Vegas over Josh McDaniels' Raiders yesterday. That's been the soup du jour of the talk shows today, and rightfully so. And I am firmly in the corner of the people like Dan Orlovsky, which is weird to say. I'm not very often in that guy's corner in terms of his analysis of different things. But that's why you got to stay open-minded all the time and not cancel anybody out or, you know, hear some take or some thought from someone and be like, well, they're stupid. Let me just delete you off my Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is and never hear from you again. But Dan's not the only one either, where there was just so much widespread criticism of Colts owner Jim Irsay hiring Jeff Saturday as an interim coach, And he said, as unhinged at times as Irsay sounds, in the press conference, that, like, hey, if it doesn't go well, Jeff Saturday said as much, you know, we'll probably just shake hands, go our separate ways, and, you know, I'll wish Jim the best of luck in finding his next coach, but, you know, I wanted to accept this challenge. He felt like he knows his football, and more so that he just knows how to lead a locker room. And if you think back to Jeff Saturday's career, I want to say he was the president of the NFLPA for quite some time, so this is a guy who's well put together, okay? And of course, you know, it's the state of the world that we live in where everybody's got to go out there and take their pot shots, and was really surprised and disappointed to see Bill Cowher taking shots. Bill Cowher called it a disgrace, even though that Bill Cowher became the Cleveland Browns special teams coach in 1985 without any coaching experience. He had played linebacker for the Browns, but was their defensive backs coach after he was their special teams coach. So he didn't have any experience as a defensive back, but he became a defensive backs coach. It's funny how the selective memory works for some of these pundits out there. And I take no pleasure saying this about Bill Cowher. I've always liked Bill Cowher. And then Joe Thomas, the former All-Pro Cleveland Browns left tackle, he basically said that it's a lack of integrity and respect for the game. Just all this just crap, okay? And then he goes out there and he wins, okay? He beats Josh McDaniels and the Raiders. And if you saw any of that game, and we had that game here on The Fan on Sunday, that you could just tell that the Colts, they had a vibe about them, as the kids would say these days. Like, that sideline had a vibe about it. And he put Matt Ryan back in at quarterback. And when you know it, they went and they got a win. And I just think this is so rich because so many, you know, Bill Cowher, Joe Thomas, how many people did they jump in line? Because this is what they're upset about. They're upset that Jeff Saturday jumped the line, that there were other guys that should have gotten the job because they had put the hours in. And I can understand and respect that. I can. But we all know that's not how the world always works. The world is not always fair. And they need to put a big mirror in front of them, Joe Thomas, Bill Cowher, where these former coaches and players jump ahead of very qualified folks in the media that have been putting in the hours, right, putting in the years, and they jump right ahead of them. But you can understand it, right? Two sides to every coin. Bill Cowher is going to generate more ratings than having Jason Lockenfora sitting in that seat on the CBS Sunday, you know, pregame NFL show. But nobody says anything about that, about how these former athletes and players jump the line, even when it's an absolute disaster. Think about Jason Witten and how bad he was in the Monday Night Football booth. So I wanted to make sure and get that out there that I took some pleasure in seeing Jeff Saturday being able to give the proverbial middle finger to all of his haters getting that win on Sunday. All right, let's dive right in here. No pun intended as I start area sports news and scores. The Cedar Falls girls swimming and diving team completed action at the state meet Saturday in Marshalltown, and the Tigers finished 7th as a team. Freshman Tatum Lehman was the highest placing finisher for Cedar Falls with a bronze in the 100 freestyle. Waterloo placed 25th in the team standings and was highlighted by a third place finish in Friday's diving portion by senior Avery Hogan. The high school winter sports season is approaching. Today is the first day of practice for boys basketball and wrestling. Meanwhile, girls basketball and girls wrestling got underway with practices 2 weeks ago. Fans are going to get a sneak peek of some of the area girls basketball teams this Thursday when the Metro Girls Basketball Jamboree takes place at Cedar Falls. The Grundy Center High School football team is preparing for a Class A state championship game. The Spartans take on West Hancock at the Unidome this Thursday afternoon. At 1, it's a rematch of last year's state title game when the Eagles beat the Spartans 19-14. Grundy Center is playing in the Class A final for the fourth consecutive season. Both teams enter that game on Thursday 12-0. Iowa State used a 17-5 run in the first half to secure an 80-43 victory over North Carolina A&T yesterday. Behind strong defensive play, the Cyclones built a 39-16 lead at halftime. Jazz Coons led Iowa State in double digits with 17 points. Cyclones now 2-0. Meanwhile, another frustrating loss for Iowa State football on Saturday, losing at Oklahoma State 20-14. Iowa State shot itself in the foot, turned the ball over 5 times. Cyclones now 4-6 this season, just one loss away with 2 games remaining to miss bowl eligibility, and they play host to Texas Tech this Saturday night. Wartburg football capped off an undefeated regular season, winning 19-14 at Coe on Saturday to clinch the American Rivers Conference title. The Knights 10-0 overall, 8-0 in league play, and receive an automatic bid into the playoffs. It's the 18th conference championship for the Knights in program history, first since 2019. Wartburg will host UW Lacrosse in an NCAA Division III first-round playoff game this upcoming Saturday at noon at Walston Hoover Stadium. The Iowa football team defeated Wisconsin 24-10 Saturday, and with the victory, the Hawkeyes clinched a bowl game berth. It was the third straight win for Iowa, who improved to 6-4 on its season. The Hawkeyes' win, coupled with Illinois' loss to Purdue, means Iowa is still somehow in the hunt for the Big Ten West title. Iowa plays this Saturday at Minnesota. The fourth-ranked Iowa women's basketball team came away with a 92-86 overtime win against Drake yesterday at Knapp Center in Des Moines. The game featured 8 lead changes and 7 ties. Iowa was led by All-American Caitlin Clark and Monica Sinano, who combined for 64 of the Hawkeyes' 92 points. Sinano registered her 7th career double-double, adding 11 rebounds to her 36 points. Lisa Bluter's Hawkeyes now 3-0. The UNI women's basketball team pulled away in the second half to beat St. Louis 84-64 yesterday at McLeod Center. Maya McDermott led UNI with a career-high 23 points. UNI starting guard Emerson Green did not play due to an ankle injury. The Panthers now 2-0 this season and play host to 8th-ranked Iowa State on Wednesday. You can hear that game right here on The Fan. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:30. And congratulations to UNI Volleyball. It concluded its home schedule Saturday, beating Missouri State to clinch the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title. It's the 20th regular season championship in school history and the 15th outright title. UNI 24-6 overall, 17-0 in the Valley. The Panthers close out their regular season this Wednesday at Des Moines, or in Des Moines, to take on second place Drake. That's a tough game standing in the way of a perfect 18-0 conference record. The UNI basketball game tonight at 18th-ranked Virginia, you may have heard, has been canceled following the devastating tragedy of an on-campus shooting that led to the deaths of 3 Virginia Cavalier football players. The announcement was made earlier today by Virginia University President Jim Ryan during his press conference. UNI is going to be back in action on November 21st when they compete at the NABC Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. No word yet on any sort of possible reschedule of this game. I've had some people reaching out about that. As you might imagine, nothing on that front yet, as the University of Virginia and that community just tries its best to deal with just a senseless tragedy down there. Thoughts and prayers to everybody in that community. Finally, the Wartburg women's soccer team defeated 3-1 by the University of Washington of Missouri in the second round of the Division III NCAA tournament yesterday. The Knights closed their season at 16-3-2 overall. All right, let's take this time out. We'll talk Iowa State football, Iowa State men's basketball with John Walters, the play-by-play voice. That's next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, the 3 people killed in the tragedy on the University of Virginia campus were all football players. Linebacker Sean Perry, Devin Chandler, and Lavelle Davis Jr. The shooter, a former Virginia running back, Christopher Jones, was captured earlier today. Tonight's game between Virginia and Northern Iowa in basketball has been canceled. The Eagles put their perfect record on the line tonight against the Commanders in Monday Night Football. Jalen Hurts has been one big reason for their success. With the second-best quarterback rating in the NFL, Ron Rivera went to a Super Bowl with Cam Newton as his quarterback and sees a lot of similarities in the Eagles' QB.
A lot of times when you watch the way Jalen's playing, you can see a lot of those flashes, or at least I do. He will tell you, though, Cam's taller. But the young man is a heck of a football player, and he does really, truly remind me of the way Cam plays. He plays with a lot of passion, which Cam did too. So he is a very interesting young man to watch.
Baker Mayfield will be the Panthers' starting quarterback this week, with P.J. Walker hurting with a high ankle sprain. The Raiders have reportedly claimed former first-round pick Jerry Tillery off waivers from the Chargers. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show, we recap a very busy weekend of college football in the NFL. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Listen to Monday Night Football tonight on The Fan. Coverage begins at 8 after the Cyclone Coach's Corner.
Are you or your business the next fall star? The Shields Tiger Performance Center is looking for 2 all-star level donors. Your pledge of $50,000 a year for the next 5 years will help move this dream to reality. Awesome naming opportunities available, including the outdoor track, the media center, building wings, learning centers, and more. Fall star donors will be recognized at the Cedar Falls Winter Sports Kickoff on November 15th. For more information, see us at the TPC table in the North Concourse. Follow Tiger Performance Center on Facebook and Twitter, or visit the website tigerperformancecenter.com. Are you looking for a new opportunity? Cedar Falls Schools is hiring. Get competitive wages, flexible schedules, and a rewarding career. Paraeducators, food service employees, bus drivers, media specialists, and more. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call 319-553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Spread the news, because the Iowa State Cyclones are back in town for their last home football game. Iowa State hosts Texas Tech this Saturday. The end of the season's upon us, and this is your last chance of the season to watch the Cyclones compete in Jack Trice Stadium. Get those tickets today at cyclones.com for as low as $50. Iowa State versus Texas Tech this Saturday. Tickets available at cyclones.com. Come fire up your Cyclones and support the seniors at their last home game. That's cyclones.com.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NHL tonight, the Blackhawks hosting the Hurricanes. Chicago plus 185 on the money line at home. Carolina minus 225, the over-under at 6. NBA, the Bulls fell to the Nuggets Sunday, 126-103. Chicago entering that game a 1.5-point underdog. The Bulls at the Pelicans Wednesday. NFL, the Eagles hosting the Commanders tonight to close out Week 10. Washington, an 11-point dog on the road, 43.5, the over-under. The Eagles looking to go to 9-0 on the season. Week 11, the Bears, after dropping their third straight game, they'll be on the road against the Falcons Sunday. Chicago opening as a 3-point underdog. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 28, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, highs level off around 34, cloudy. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Wednesday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 35.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, weekdays 5 to 6.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Appreciate everybody who tunes in. And it was not an easy weekend for Iowa State football, as yet another frustrating loss took place, this time in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. A good opponent, no doubt about that, but man, the Cyclones just couldn't get out of their own way. And so we'll break it all down with the play-by-play voice. John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. And John, kind of as I was touching on there, the simple recap is, man, they turned it over five times. You're not going to win a game that way. That's true. But can you add a little bit more substance to it other than just what we all know that sits there in black and white, five turnovers?
Well, that's got to be the starting point, you know. And they did lose to a proud program. I mean, Oklahoma State's won 14 games in a row at home. They're no slouch. This wasn't like Iowa State got beat by, you know, Indiana or something, okay? This was Oklahoma State. They won the Big 12 championship game a year ago. They had a lot of players back. I thought they were the team to pick to win, you know, the Big 12 this year. They've had some injuries, certainly, and it's affected them. But, you know, they're a proud program, and they came back on their home field and protected it. And when Spencer Sanders came into the game, it really changed the dynamic of the game, because Iowa State was showing no signs of allowing Gunnar Gundy to produce another touchdown to win that game. Mm-hmm. And Sanders was able to go lead a touchdown drive, and you know, it was kind of surprising when he did come in, but I'm sure he talked Mike Gundy into it, said, let me in that game, I can go win this thing. And you know, he's a great player, so hats off to them. They deserve to win the football game. But Iowa State, yeah, you're exactly right, Cole. I mean, it has to start with that. I mean, how do you ignore the fact that, I mean, I think you could probably count on one hand, maybe even one finger, the number of times that Iowa State's won a football game in its history with five turnovers in that game. Mm-hmm. So there's absolutely a direct correlation. And even with five turnovers, Iowa State still led it 14-10 in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were right there in a position to finish that thing off and win that game and couldn't quite find a way to get it done. But, you know, this was another tough loss. It's been a season full of them. Iowa State is still in a position to make a bowl game if they win out, or even if they win one of the final two, it sounds like they have an opportunity maybe to go to a bowl game. So there's plenty to play for. You've got senior night coming up on Saturday night. So I don't see any signs of these guys not giving effort. So I don't worry about that part of it at all. I don't worry about Matt Campbell ever losing one of his teams. But at the same time, it is tough. And, you know, when you don't get that reward, you're putting in all that work, it's really hard not to get the wins. And you had a taste of it last week with a great win over West Virginia, but just couldn't quite make it two in a row.
John, as you mentioned, like you still see great effort, and that speaks to the culture that Matt Campbell and his staff have built in Ames with that program. But, man, just to kind of break it all down and seeing how the offense is plenty capable of moving the ball and has talent on that side, and then just seeing just how great the defense has been all season long, I have to imagine, as much as they might not like to admit it, that there's got to be some real frustration there, because it's one thing to just, you know, have a bad season and kind of just be overall bad. That's not the case. I mean, you don't even have to drink out of the Kool-Aid, you know, your red and yellow Kool-Aid, to just open your eyes and go, well, this team's got talent. Look at them move the ball. Look at their defense. Man, kind of doesn't make sense that their record is what it is. You know, it just speaks to, I would think, just the human nature. There's got to be frustration.
No, you're right about the you know, the fact that you would look at statistically and say there's no way this team could be struggling as much as they are. I mean, they're top 12 in the nation in scoring defense, rushing defense, passing defense, total defense. Man. So they have a dominant defense, and yet, you know, they're losing football games. And so, and you're right, the offense has moved it at times. They haven't moved it consistently enough, and they've made too many mistakes. They've turned it over 19 times, and that is... You know, Iowa State just doesn't have the margin for error for that, you know, and they never have. They're not built that way under Matt Campbell. And so, you know, this is not Oklahoma of the 1970s where they could lay it on the ground five times and fumble it out of their wishbone and still win a football game convincingly. Iowa State can't do that stuff. They can't commit five turnovers and win a game. And then, you know, even just some other opportunities that were missed, you know, drop balls in key clutch situations, you know, those things all add up, you know, and again, Iowa State doesn't have the ability to overcome that right now. You know, I think I look at baseball winning streaks and losing streaks, you know, when a team's won 13 in a row or lost 13 in a row, mm-hmm. you know, when you're in one of those situations, whatever's been happening, your human nature is that you expect that to happen again. So, yeah. I mean, when you're on a roll and you're winning, and we've seen Iowa State in this position too, you expect the next thing to happen to be something good. You expect a guy to make a play. You expect to go get a bounce to win a game. And when things are going bad, I can't help but think that in the back of your mind, you're thinking, you know, what could go wrong here? And it creeps in, and it's hard. Just it's human nature, and it's very hard to fight off. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a slippery pole, and Iowa State's trying to get that traction back. And, you know, hopefully getting back home on Saturday night can help them get back on the right path and, you know, finish this thing out strong, because there are a lot of good football players on this team and a lot of guys that have had great careers that you would love to see go out with that reward.
Yes, and would love to see a great finish here. And hopefully, even if it is a split, a team that definitely could make use of and deserve a bowl game could get into one here. John, I think... you know, one of the tests that maybe many fans are going to be anxiously awaiting as it relates to how the culture is going to persevere through these tough times is with the first-year starting quarterback, Hunter Deckers. You know, he had the three interceptions on Saturday, but we've seen it. I think it's fair to say that we've seen enough to go, this is a young guy who can turn into a really, really good quarterback, the next great Iowa State quarterback. And the good has been pretty gosh darn good. The bad hasn't been miserable. You know, you think this can be corrected. I just hope that Hunter just keeps being Hunter throughout these struggles. I would hate to see a guy with the ability and the way he approaches the game start to maybe limit himself, like we're kind of touching on here with the human nature of going through struggles like this.
Well, I thought, you know, he made a couple bad throws on Saturday, but he made a lot of great throws too. And he's just got to learn how to avoid the mistakes, and some of them aren't his fault. I mean, there's been passes that have been deflected throughout the season where, you know, it's gone into the hands of the opponent, and that happened again on Saturday. And so, you know, you don't put it all on him, certainly. And the offensive line has to get better. You know, they protected him well at times this year. In the fourth quarter, they didn't against Oklahoma State, but they really came after him. He's got a lot of improvement that he can make, but he is a very talented quarterback, and he knows it, and he's got a ton of confidence that he is going to be a great quarterback, and I think the coaching staff has that confidence in him. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He reminds me of a young Spencer Sanders, who, you know, when Spencer was a young player in that starting lineup for Oklahoma State, he made a lot of mistakes. And I remember thinking at the time, well, he hurts them almost more than he helps them. But, man, he's a great quarterback now. I mean, a great quarterback and a terrific threat and a great leader. And I think Hunter's on that same path. I think he can absolutely get to that point. If he can reduce the mistakes. And the other part of it, too, is the inability of Iowa State to have a consistent, successful ground game from the running back position. And even though they showed a few flashes of that on Saturday, you know, it was another game with less than 100 yards rushing. And the only game that Iowa State has had over 100 yards rushing was 178 against West Virginia in conference play. And they won that game. You know, they've been under 100 every other game. And it's just hard to win when you can't run the football. And, you know, Jirell Brock, I'm guessing out for the season, he was in a boot at the end of that game. Cartavius Norton's been in and out of injuries. You know, Deion Silas is more of a change of pace back. So they just haven't gotten a ton of production out of that running back position. And, you know, that's something that's hurt Hunter, too.
There's no doubt. John, what's up next is a 5-5 Texas Tech team that, you know, seems like they're capable of going toe-to-toe with just about anybody. But what can you tell us about what to expect from the Red Raiders on Saturday night at Jack Trice?
Yeah, they just soundly beat Kansas this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're the rare team in college football these days that has played three quarterbacks. They've all been good. They have three really talented quarterbacks in their system, and it was Tyler Shuck last week that beat Kansas and did very well running the football and throwing it. Iowa State's seen him before. They saw him in the Fiesta Bowl for Oregon. You know, and he certainly at this point appears to be the guy that would be the likely starter in this game, but they've got a couple other very good quarterbacks in their system, including the one that beat Iowa State a year ago down there. Matt Campbell 5-1 against Texas Tech. Had never lost to him until losing on a 62-yard field goal on the final play last year. So, you know, it's a game that typically Iowa State's done well in. Now, this is a completely different Texas Tech coaching staff, different system. You don't know what you're quite getting into, but I do love the fact that it's going to be cold and it's a night game. And, you know, I think those things might be able to work to Iowa State's advantage, although it's hard to throw the football under those conditions, and Iowa State depends on throwing the ball every bit as much or more than Texas Tech does. So I'm not sure it's as big of an advantage as we might think.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the game starts getting away from Texas Tech a little bit, that could be where maybe they feel like, hey, when does that flight take off again? I want to get back to the warmth of Lubbock.
Well, we'll be looking forward to you and Eric and everybody else's call of Saturday's broadcast on the Cyclone Radio Network, John. What can you tell us is on the itinerary tonight for the Cyclone Coaches Corner from 6:30 to 8?
Yeah, we're going to have Noah Wolf, who does a great job as the play-by-play voice of the Cyclone Women and hosts our game day show on our football broadcast. He's going to be my guest co-host. We're going to have Matt Campbell at 6:30, and then at 7:15 it'll be Jamie Pollard. So a lot of fun stuff to cover, and we'll get after it here in less than an hour.
We'll be looking forward to it, John. Thanks as always. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you, Cole.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough to join us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, my goodness. This Cyclone football team, and I wanted to use that word, frustrating, because it's one thing if you just suck all year, right? Like, that's easier to deal with than if you are showing glimpses of greatness, if at the very least just being good, showing plenty of glimpses of being a good team, and some glimpses of being a great team, more of those on defense than offense. And John gave you all those numbers of how many different stats Iowa State's defense is top 12 in the country. Not just like top 5 in the Big 12, like top 12 in the country defensive numbers for this Iowa State team. But it's a first-year quarterback. It's a bunch of guys who had not been really a part at all of the run game that are a committee now. And, you know, Xavier Hutchinson can only do so much. And I think maybe still I kind of point to, you know, the adjustment for Tom Manning with his offense of having three really good tight ends over the past three seasons, you know, namely Charlie Kohler and Chase Allen, and then last year Jared Russ is the third tight end who's still there. And then before that, Dylan Sainer. If you've been listening to this show, you should remember how much I just love that 13 personnel with the three tight ends that Iowa State was able to run, and the different things that they were able to do out of that, both run, as you would imagine with three tight ends, but also pass. That's not an easy formation for a defense to line up against. And just the ability to throw a curveball like that, if you talk to coaches, it's funny. They'll use this baseball term, but some call it curveballs. Others will call it a changeup. Your ability as a defense or an offense to get to your off-speed pitch, if you will, to throw that that kink into your game plan where it's like, oh, well, good luck matching up against this. I just don't think Iowa State's necessarily had that. They haven't had that exotic thing that's not exotic for them to be able to go to this year to keep defenses off balance. And I think, more simply, you just got to be able to run the ball. And that just has not been there outside of maybe a couple games all season long. So there's priority number one in the offseason. As much as Hunter Deckers has had his struggles with ball security, that's a serious thing that's got to be cleaned up. If you want to be a starting Division I quarterback in college football, you got to take care of the ball or else you're going to lose your job. That being said, you're not going anywhere without a run game, especially in a program built the way Matt Campbell's is designed to work. So going to be interesting to see how it works out. And Texas Tech, that's a winnable game on Saturday at Jack Trice, and you'll hear that game over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. We'll have Blackhawks hockey that night over here on The Fan. You get a win there, you're one win away from bowl eligibility, but you still might get an invite at 5-7 because of how well your fan base travels. I'm not here to debate how that should or shouldn't happen right now. We can save that conversation for a later day. But you got TCU in the regular season finale, and they took care of Texas on Saturday when a lot of people thought that was going to be the game where they were finally going to lose their undefeated season. Not the case. Not so fast, my friends, said the Horned Frogs. And so it's just hard to picture Iowa State being able to get a win in that game 2 weeks from this Saturday. So I suppose it could be that this is your pseudo playoff game, Cyclones fans. If you don't win this game, it's hard to think you could win against TCU, and you're definitely not getting to a bowl game with four wins and might get to one with five from the sounds of it. So we'll keep track of that. But thanks, as always, to John. And, of course, listen to the Cyclone Coach's Corner tonight between 6:30 and 8. A couple big hitters there for guests, Coach Matt Campbell and Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we'll hear audio from UNI football coach Mark Farley. Panthers are coming off a bye week. You talk about another team that's holding on for dear life for postseason play. The Panthers sure are. We'll hear Coach Farley talk about that and a whole lot else coming up right after this on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. UNI's basketball game at 18th-ranked Virginia tonight has been canceled. The move comes after a former Virginia football player was charged in connection with the shooting death of three current football players on campus Sunday night. UNI returns to action next Monday in Kansas City as part of the NABC Hall of Fame Classic when they play the University of San Francisco. The Drake men are at home tonight in basketball action to take on Wofford. Football, American Rivers Conference champion Wartburg opens the Division III playoffs at home Saturday against Wisconsin Lacrosse. Wartburg's always been tough at home, and Coach Chris Winter hopes that's an advantage.
It's not just this year or the past couple of years. It's the way it's always been here at Wartburg. And so we know we've got a really, you know, really talented, tough, physical football team coming in here, but it certainly gives you some confidence knowing that you're getting a chance to play at home in that style of game and hopefully give us an advantage.
And Morningside, Grandview, and Northwestern will all be at home in the opening round of the NAIA playoffs. This is Radio Iowa.
Beko's new line of dishwashers feature Corner Intense, the first sprayer that cleans all the way to the corners. Beko achieves this performance using 50% less water and 25% less energy than U.S. standards for dishwashers, which is why when you choose Beko, you not only get cleaner dishes, but you're making the planet cleaner too. Save energy and money with gift card rebates up to $200 on eligible models until December 31st. Visit Beko.com for more details. That's Beko.com.
Pharmacists in Iowa care about your health and quality of life. That's why there is free and confidential HIV testing for all individuals. Do you know your HIV status? Many pharmacies across Iowa provide a free and confidential HIV screening test. Results are immediate, so ask your local pharmacy for availability today. Pharmacists and their teams respect your privacy with any test results, your medications, and personal questions about HIV. For more information and to find services near you, visit StopHIVIowa.org.
Whether you consider Ballkirk & Holm or another law firm to represent you for your injury, it's important to know what to look for.
Ballkirk & Holm has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Our attorneys have the experience and history of success to make insurance pay what's fair.
In negotiating a settlement for a personal injury case, the only thing that matters is the bottom line to the client, what you put in your pocket. Our attorneys understand all the opportunities to maximize your settlement, make sure you take the most home, and also secure future benefits. Instead of simply taking our fee and calling it a day, after your settlement is finalized, our attorneys work hard to minimize the amounts you might owe to medical providers or for other expenses. After your settlement is finalized, we can also work with our partners to make sure that your future is secured and your family is provided for. We don't take the quick way out. We work from top to bottom to get you the most for your injuries.
For a free consultation, visit BallKirkHolm.com. Ballkirk & Holm. Helping injured Iowans since 1958.
Why go to a monument company? Blackhawk Memorial helps you preserve your cherished memories. Their showroom includes upright memorials, ground-level markers, vases, and more, all made in Northeast Iowa. All work and quality control is done in-house. See what you buy before making a purchase at Blackhawk Memorial Showroom at 5325 University Avenue in Cedar Falls or call 319-266-0282. Blackhawk Memorial, where quality prevails.
How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Well, you can't turn it over. I mean, what do you want to evaluate? Five turnovers? So, I mean, evaluate that. Right, like it is what it is. You know, you can't win football games that way. You move the ball up and down the field, and you turn the ball over five times. Can't win football games that way. It's disappointing, obviously.
That is Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell, about as frustrated, I think, as I've ever heard him in post-game remarks, and understandably so. We just got done talking Iowa State football with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network, and wanted to get you that soundbite from Coach Campbell. Right now, though, we're going to turn our attention to the UNI Panthers, and with a bye week later than any other he's experienced in his career, UNI coach Mark Farley put together a practice schedule unlike any in his career. He gave his team 6 days off in the 2 weeks between their devastating loss a week ago Saturday, 31-28 to number one South Dakota State, and this Saturday's regular season finale at South Dakota. So hearing about all those days off, I asked Coach Farley, would Coach Farley of 10 years ago have put such a schedule together?
Never. They've had 6 days off and 2 days on. But just because it's so late in the season, and we've been doing this since August 3rd, I thought it was more, be interested in seeing him today, but I thought it was more of a need to get the rest and the energy back and get the health back as much as install anything. So we're kind of late in the season be doing that type of thing. So now it was more just getting to the energy and the level they need mentally and physically to play this game.
Despite that light practice schedule, Coach Farley said today that those pair of practices late last week were productive.
We practiced on Wednesday and Thursday, and then probably went pretty hard outside on Wednesday and Thursday. And a lot of group work, a lot of teamwork, and then gave them the weekend off. So they've had time off, and I think that was the most important thing. But yet the practices were not just getting through the practice. They were pretty intense practices.
I also asked Coach Farley about the status of defensive tackle Christian Boyd. He missed the South Dakota State game with a foot injury. Coach Farley gave us the latest on Christian Boyd's status for Saturday's game against the Coyotes.
Probably won't know until today, and then hopefully we'll get him back, but we'll see what happens today at practice. He didn't practice at all last week, and he wasn't ready to practice as of Friday last week. Had we had a practice or a game, I don't think he would have played last weekend. So that's why he needed to kind of see where he's at, and today will be important for him to see how he progresses during the week. So I don't foresee that he's an early week guy. We'll see if he's a later week guy.
Speaking of the South Dakota Coyotes, here's Coach Farley's scouting report.
South Dakota is Coach always does a great job out there. He's always got a good plan. He throws the football around. They're aggressive on defense, but offensively they do a lot of things schematically that causes some problems. And so it's the same, you know, he's done the same thing for all these years, and kind of get an idea of what he's going to do because we've played each other so many times. But he's an open set guy, and like I said, a lot of his calls are a no-huddle type offense, so that's what they're doing in regards to offense. Defensively, they're doing similar things than the past years as well, and kind of getting a 3-4, four-man front type thing to bring a guy off the edge and create some problems that way.
I mentioned before we took the last break that the Panthers are holding on to their playoff hopes for dear life, and Coach Farley was asked today, did you watch games closely that are going to factor into the playoff bubble where your team currently sits?
I didn't study it that much because I got more into the game itself because, you know, that's totally out of our hands right now, so I just kind of let things play out to let those guys decide that thing because it's so different now than what it's been even 2 years ago when teams have gotten in, gotten out, and it's a whole different dynamic as far as how they get picked. And I'm actually somewhat confused about who's actually eligible for this anymore. So, but anymore, it's just win your games and let them decide.
Last time we heard from Coach Farley, he was talking about how he still wasn't over that South Dakota State game. Coach, have you gotten over it yet?
I'm still not over it, but the players, Wednesday and Thursday was better just because you're out there playing and practicing again. But, you know, you want to you got to take learn from those things because there's a lot of good things that happened in that football game of how we played and the level we played at. And now it's just making the corrections of those things that we didn't do correct as well there. So we've seen progress this whole season and gotten better throughout the whole football season. It's just you want to get to that level again and play at that high level again for this week when you go on the road. It'll be a tough place to play. South Dakota is always a hard place to play. So, you know, it's going back on the road and getting back in the mix.
Let's take this final time out. We'll get you an NFL or a preview of tonight's Monday Night Football game from our friends at Westwood One. You'll hear Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back and wrap up a Monday edition of the show right after this.
Hey folks, Jason Horowitz here from Westwood One. Join me, Kevin Harlan, and Ross Tucker for an NFC East battle on Monday Night Football when Jalen Hurts and the Eagles host the Commanders. As the only remaining undefeated team, Philadelphia hoping to sweep Washington to move to 9-0. Don't miss any of the action coming up on Monday Night Football.
Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first month free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location, plus unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online on Facebook or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-Line Striping.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. When you have a team competing for a Super Bowl, having an elite quarterback is one of the bigger advantages an NFL team could get. That's what makes teams like Kansas City and Buffalo so difficult to beat. Because no matter how many mistakes a team can make, you're never out of it with a quarterback who can make a difference. But elite quarterbacks aren't always available, and that forces other competing teams to get creative. The Minnesota Vikings have done that. The Vikes are now 8-1 after the big win in Buffalo Sunday. The team has elite weapons in Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook, and a defense that features Eddie Kendricks, Za'Darius Smith, and Harrison Smith. Although Kirk Cousins has impressed this season, he's not going to go punch for punch with other elite quarterbacks. But with a roster filled with difference makers at impactful positions, Minnesota is proof. Having an elite quarterback isn't always a necessity to compete. Just ask the Buffalo Bills. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Vredestein Windtrac. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey. Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network for joining today's show. Cyclone Coach's Corner coming up from 6:30 to 8. Then we will join coverage of Monday Night Football in progress near the end of the first quarter, start of the second, as the Washington Commanders are in Philadelphia to take on the division rival Eagles. Look forward to that tonight here on The Fan. Then tune in tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 for the one and only Mark Simpson on Maximum Mornings. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great evening, everybody. Be safe out there. Snow sounds like it's coming. Be safe, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.